Yo, what up? This your boy Kendall Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been Dirty Hills approved.
Perfect.
Yo, what it do, everybody? This your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 Podcast. Talk pro wrestling, might I add. Yo, man, what's goody? Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at. Appreciate you guys joining me back here for the podcast. It's not 7:30, man. It's 11:30. We're going to get into the show, you guys, man. As you can see, got a dope guest that's joining me this week, you guys. If you've been hiding under the rock, well, we're going to try to get you from under that rock. But, yo, my guy, Alex Kane, he's the Suplex Assassin, the MLW National Open Weight Champion. Yes, is going to be joining me this week, chopping it up on the podcast, man. It's going to be a dope vibe. But before we do, shout out my guest who was on last week, Dave Fleming. Thank you for coming on the show. Speaking of the show, we're going to get into it. For real, man. Alex Kane, man, what's going on with you, my guy?
Bro, you are hype. I need to borrow some of your energy. Man, that is awesome. I really like your opening package, like coming in. Like the intro music is really, really cool. You know my boys at the Dirty Hills Podcast. I love those guys. I love a good introduction.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. How life treating you?
Life is treating me pretty good.
Okay.
Cannot complain.
Okay, cool. That's what's up, man. And look at it, man. We got to enjoy each and every day and every second that we have in life, man, because it's always something, though. Where you from?
I am How do I put this? Let's say. Okay, so I was born in Gainesville, I was born preemie, so I was only there for, 3 months after being born, you know, in the NICU. I grew up mostly in Boca Raton, Florida. That's really where I spent most of my life.
Okay, cool. Man, I always watch you on MLW, man, and I said, man, when I get a chance to speak to him, the first question I gotta ask, because you always saying it, man, Boumaye. And might I ask, man, if you don't mind explaining, man, what that means?
Boumaye means finish him, kill him. When Ali was fighting in the Rumble in the Jungle, the Republic of Congo used to chant Ali Boumaye, Ali Boumaye.
Okay.
When he was in the fight, sometimes I can remember who he was fighting, the other times I can't. I believe it was George Foreman. When he was beating him down or whatever, they would chant Ali Boumaye, Ali Boumaye. Like, Ali, finish him, kill him.
Okay, so it's like Boumaye, you're gonna finish him and kill him every time you get into the ring. Okay, I dig it, man. Well, once again, Alex Kane, the Suplex Assassin, appreciate you joining me on Talk Pro Wrestling this week. I'm just gonna chop it up with you and everything, man. I gotta ask, man, do you remember your first moment of wrestling, man, or first wrestler that got you hooked onto wrestling?
The first wrestler that got me hooked onto wrestling was Stone Cold Steve Austin. I didn't know who he was before I watched this Stone Cold Demolition VHS that I had. I got it from a yard sale, and the guy that sold, the kid that sold it to me, kind of explained to me Stone Cold Steve Austin's character, and I was like, you know what, that sounds cool, so let me check this out. And as soon as I popped it in, I started watching it. Like, I literally watched that every single day, like, to the point where my mother was annoyed with me. I think she broke the VHS at that point. That was like my first moment of like professional wrestling, and like it wasn't so much of like, because the VHS didn't really have like full matches or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It just really had like clips. But it was a lot of like the storytelling and a lot of stuff that went on backstage, but not so much of like, oh, like, who's booking this or how is this going. It was just like the stories and how everything kind of came together at each with each moment.
Okay. Were you a WCW or you was just always WWF?
Yeah, I was always WWF. I knew that WCW existed. I just never thought to watch it.
Yeah, same with me. I really didn't care. My guy was the opposite of Stone Cold. I was The Rock. So I know you were sitting there cheering for Stone Cold. I was this talking about if you smell what The Rock is cooking and all that, man. Great, great memories, though. But how all this journey for you begin and getting into wrestling and stuff?
Getting into wrestling, like May of 2018, I was like, look, I was trying to find a wrestling school to go to because that's something I've always wanted to do. I remember watching... it was Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy. It was a ladder match on Raw for the Undisputed title. Undertaker beat the holy hell out of that man. But just like seeing how like Jeff acted and just seeing like how cool Jeff Hardy was. Like I remember looking up at my dad and saying like, that's what I want to do with my life. And he was like, yeah, well, I mean, if you put your mind to it and let nobody stop you, you can get it done. So like from then on, I was always like pretty much everything I've done in my life, as far as like playing sports and stuff like that, I've always done those things to like prepare me to, you know, to get here and do this. Mm-hmm. I finished my sophomore year of college. And I kind of wanted to take a break from it, which I plan to go back. So I guess it is a break. And I was looking at wrestling schools, I saw the WWE 4, and I saw that they did like Thursday shows. So I went just to, you know, feel out the atmosphere, and I really, really liked it. Like at the time when they had graduation matches, like all the students would be around the ring cheering the guy on who's graduating, and the guy would wrestle Fox, and it was just a really, really cool experience. And I think I went one other time before actually signing up. And the following week of that last time I went, Fox was really, really cool. You instantly knew when he was walking into the room that he was somebody important. Like you got those feeling like goosebumps kind of, but super humble, super chill or whatever. He answered all of my questions. I believe I signed up the week after that. He really took his time, like, you know, teaching me the basics and stuff, which I think I picked up pretty quickly. Cause I only really trained for like 4 months, before actually like getting in there and like having my first match with Fox.
Okay. You said when you was growing up, you always knew you wanted to be a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
I know, like me, when you always growing up and you're in the class and they always ask you, you know, hey, what you want to be when you grow up? Everybody always say, I want to be a doctor. Some people want to say, I want to be a firefighter, I want to be a police officer. No one ever said they wanted to be a wrestler. And I always thought from, you know, my perspective, looking in, being a black guy also, and I was watching something else. Can't remember, it was a Stone Cold Broken Skull episode or whatnot. And I think it was about representation also, too. You didn't see a whole lot of people, you know, black guys also, a whole lot of black top guys being in the business also, too. So that's dope that you stuck with it and, you know, and turned out to be a pro wrestler. What were some of the challenging parts getting into the business, though?
Once you like sign up for a school, most places nowadays, it's not really that difficult. I think the hardest part really is like finding out how to get booked. Mm-hmm. When I was coming up, like I would always ask guys, like, how do I approach these promoters? How do I talk to these people? And like everybody always has like a different answer. Oh, just show up to the show. Oh, just send them a message. But then when you send them a message, what do you say? Like, I understand that it's professional, but like, it's not corporate. So like, am I going to, am I, going to write this like super corporate like email to this person or type this super corporate like message, or do I just talk to this person like he's a person or she's a person? Because I know there's a few like female bookers out here, or women's bookers out here. Got to be PC. And like, so like, I guess kind of what I learned is like, I mean, yeah, you do want to just show up to shows and like try to like pay your dues and like help set up and stuff like that. So that I feel like that was probably the hardest part. And then like even now still being in it, like booking is still one of the harder parts of it, because some people don't want to spend money. Some people are really, really bad at communicating. Some people won't even give you the time of day, like even if you're popular or good, because if you're worth any kind of money, like they will just be like, they'd rather pay the lowest amount they possibly can or whatever to have you come wrestle for them.
Yeah. Well, what was it like for you getting out of wrestling school, and also advice for up and coming wrestlers? Like you said, trying to find booking and staying motivated and stuff like that. Then, you know, trying to make it onto the independent scene or so.
I think initially, because like when I first like started like really hitting the ground, it was like right before the pandemic. So like I was in the car with Fox going to Evolve all the time. Thinking that was going to get me in the door at Evolve. Never did, but it is what it is. But I guess when the pandemic hit, there's a promotion in Piedmont, Alabama called Pro South Wrestling. And they were like the first promotion to like really give me a chance to wrestle. And that wrestling there during the pandemic kind of set me up to where I am now, because that's where Scott Hensley, who does the Scenic City Invitational, which I believe is August 5th and 6th of this year, he books that. He saw me at Pro South, and he was really, really impressed with me, and he invited me to the Future Showcase, which is where most of the world saw me, and then from there it was off to the races. For guys coming up, a lot of people try to make, I guess, getting better in professional wrestling way harder than it has to be. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I guess, in theory, it's really simple. Like, wrestle people who are better than you. Okay. And practically, or whatever, it's not always like that, because bookers sometimes don't want to spend that kind of money to bring in, you know, better talent for you to wrestle. They just think if we put you through match after match after match, we'll get better. But like, that's not how it works. It's like in football. Like, if you have a weak schedule, like, you're not being tested. Mm-hmm. So it's same thing in professional wrestling. If you have a weak schedule of, you know, wrestling a bunch of dudes who are either at your same level or lower, you're never gonna know how good you actually are until you are tested.
Who has been some of the guys you have been in the ring that tested you and made you better?
Mads Kruger, or Cruel, at the time he was Logan Creed. O'Shea Edwards, Alexander Hammerstone, Davey Richards, which should be coming out in a few weeks. In a few weeks on MLW. Who else? Some of the guys that I haven't even wrestled that I've just been able to like pick their brain, like Shug Dunkerton. I've wrestled him in like a tag match, but I've never wrestled him in a singles match. But like, he's definitely a great mind in this business. AR Fox, again, is definitely a test, because he will throw everything at you but the kitchen sink. You know, just guys like that have really like tested me and kind of made me sure of myself. Also, John Davis. I wrestled him last year at the Scenic City Invitational. That was a really, really big match for me. Wrestling AC Mack, I've wrestled him twice now. One in my first year, which didn't go too well. I wrestled him recently, which was a much better match for me.
Was confidence a thing to ever worry about with you? Were you always confident?
Yeah, definitely. I'm human. and I always think it's weird when people say it's like, I've never not been confident. Like, until you're tested, until you know, you can hang with these guys who you look up to, like, you don't know if you're good or not. You can think you're good. And there's a lot of guys out here who think they're good, but they're not good because they've never been tested. So, confidence is a never ending battle. Yeah. I think one day it'll end and I'll be like, okay, I'm good. But for right now, it's like, it's wavering.
Yeah. Okay, I feel you. You guys, man, we're going to move on here on Talk Pro Wrestling. Alex, man, you also said you play sports also, right? You're a sports guy?
Yeah, I played rugby. I played football. I wrestled. I ran a little bit of track. Dab my hands on a little bit of anything. Everything.
Okay. You played college football or anything like that?
No. I wrestled in college and I played rugby in college.
Okay, you just wrestled and did rugby. Okay, cool. All right. Another thing, man. You've been champion. You say you want more gold, though. You mentioned a couple of guys like Alexander Hammerstone, who's actually the MLW heavyweight champion, and you got Battle Riot 4 coming out. You said that you are trying to take his title. You're going to be in it. And you're going all the way. And not only that, you're the national open weight champion. You've been champion since November 6th of 2021. Mm-hmm. And right here, I want to shout my guy out, Blackheart from Off the Top Roads Podcast. We got our group where, you know, me and Blackheart and Warren Marlowe of the Commission, we are on break right now because the summer also, and I'm about to be a dad also, so I'm definitely going on break. Thank you. But yeah, because so much wrestling going on in the world right now and every week, so I try to like watch, especially MLW, I try to like binge watch it because the episodes be so good. And my guy Blackheart was like, yo, Alex Kane just won the MLW Openweight Championship. God damn it, man. You just spoiled it for me, man. I wanted to see it, man. But it was a great match, though. You had with a couple of guys who was in it, like Myron Reed and a bunch of other guys, man. And how's everything been going for you since getting to MLW and also being champion?
It's been awesome, man. It's really been awesome. MLW treats me really, extremely well. I like the guys that I work with. It's definitely improved my my stock in the independents. It's got me a lot of really, really cool opportunities. So I'm extremely thankful and blessed that I made the decision to go to MLW. It's been nothing but good for me.
Okay. And you've been wrestling for, since you said, since 2018, about 4 years now. You're already at MLW. Anything you are looking to accomplish on your way up in the ladder in MLW?
Making the Boomerang Fight Club the most dominant faction in MLW. Finally completely shutting up Calvin Tankman, because that dude is annoying as hell. Lord God.
I'm so glad you mentioned him, though. What's the beef between you and Calvin Tankman?
So when I initially got there, me and King Mo, who I was with at the time, we tried to bring, you know, Calvin into the fold, and Calvin felt like he was bigger than the fold. So I was like, "Well, why are you trying to disrespect me? Why you think you're bigger than the team? Because MLW is really, really fight team heavy, and you know, Calvin is a one hell of a talent. But I couldn't stand for that disrespect. So me and Mo had to go in and beat him down and try to take him out of the uppercut. You know, all of his actions have consequences. So everything that's happened to him over these episodes of MLW are really all of his fault. But you know, he thinks he's a victim, but really he's put himself in this predicament.
Okay. Because I was like, when I saw the previous episode you were on, I was like, man, these guys are going to war right here. My man, Calvin Tankman, and his partner, EJ and the Dukes. They won the tag team titles, and now you and your man, y'all going after the tag team titles just to put them up, just to shut them up now.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. I definitely dig it. What inspires you?
What inspires me?
Yeah.
Man, I don't really have an answer to that question right now. I guess what initially inspired me was, seeing these like larger than life characters, entertain the masses. But like, I guess right now, what inspires me is just the hunger to just be the one of the best like black wrestlers to ever exist. Is really what inspires me. That's what keeps me going. That's what I want to be. I want little kids to, tell their parents, I want to be just like Alex Kane one day. Like, that's what I want. Yeah. That's what inspires me.
Man, that's dope. That's dope. That's real, real dope, man. And you got people out here saying, man, they just tune in and watch MLW because of you, man. And, how you been handling and all of that, all that success at this moment in your young career?
Man, I try not to let it get to my head because I understand that this can be taken away from me at any point. So I'm just trying to enjoy it step by step. And I try to remind myself to just enjoy where you're at. Keep pushing to get more and stuff. But like, just enjoy where you're at. Because like I said, it can be taken away from me at any time. Something freak accident can happen. And it can be taken away from you. So like, just enjoy it. And like, that's really helped me like stay solid and stay humble. Yeah, that's really it.
Okay, cool, man. I dig it. I dig that, man. Look here, Alex K, man. I appreciate you joining me this week here on the podcast. You've been a dope guest, man. So far here on the podcast, you've been a dope guest that I was like, man, yo, I'm gonna take a segment that I always do on my main show, and I'm gonna bring it over here, and we're gonna have some fun. You down?
I'm down.
All right. All right, you guys, man. It's time for the 11:30 podcast. Hot seat, you guys, here on Talk Pro Wrestling, man. All right. It's time for the hot seat. Alex, I got 6 questions for you, and we're gonna roll with it. You ready?
All right.
What's your favorite city or town you have traveled to while on the road?
Philly. 2300 Arena. That was my debut, and that shit was awesome.
Okay, who you wrestled?
I wrestled in the Battle Riot. That was my debut, and then I also wrestled Bud Heavy in like a, I guess a squash match, if you want to call it that.
Okay. Cool. Philly. All right. Do you have a favorite match you have been in, or a favorite match you have watched also?
A favorite match that I've been in was when I wrestled O'Shea Edwards at Action Wrestling in Tyrone, Georgia. Because that's really when everything kind of clicked for me. And then a favorite match that I've watched recently, what is it? Kevin Koo versus Anthony Henry at Uncharted Territory. I think it was not last week, but the week before that, because I'm also on the episode of Wrestle Lobo comment. But that match, you have to watch that match. That match is like a technical masterpiece.
Okay. Cool. All right. What's your thoughts on the business as a whole nowadays?
I hate that like fans are like trying to like be in on everything going on backstage or like in the office and stuff like that, mm-hmm. instead of just being on the other side of the curtain and just watching the show.
Yeah.
That's what I think about the business right now. So yeah, it's a little annoying.
Yeah, times have changed. Wrestlers always want to be more behind the curtains and think they, or at least the fans want to be more so behind the curtains and think they know it all. Okay. What's your favorite movie?
James and the Giant Peach.
Okay, cool.
That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, I can dig it. You have a favorite wrestling movie?
A favorite wrestling movie?
Yeah. There's not a question on the list, though, but I was like,
what is it? Ready to Rumble.
Ready to Rumble? Okay. Ready to Rumble. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite wrestling movies. Have you failed at anything? If so, how did you react to it, and what did you learn from it?
I felt at so many things. I felt at a Which one do I choose? I failed at running track. There was more events that I could have chose. But I didn't believe in myself. And even the event that I did choose, which is long jump, I was terrible at. But what I did learn from, I guess, that failure is, like, you don't have to be great at everything that you enjoy doing. As long as you enjoy doing it, just do it. Mm-hmm. Have a good time with it. Because, like, you're either going to learn something from it, or it's going to benefit you in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Even if it feels like it's not benefiting you.
Yeah. I got you. Got you. Anything you would want to try, though? You say you felt that,
Man, you know, I wish I would have tried the hurdles or, what is it? Is it a shuttle?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. Who do you think will win in the NBA Finals between the Celtics and Golden State?
Celtics.
Okay. I think my boy Blackheart would be like, yeah, damn right, the Celtics though. I think they up 2-1 right now, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So Celtics looking good, man. Celtics is looking good. But yo, man, Alex K, man, I appreciate you joining me here on the 11:30 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. Taking time out your dope day, man. Come chat with me for real. It was definitely an honor. Before you go, any shout outs, any questions, anything you'd like to say?
Buy my merchandise on brainbustertees.com and MOW.com because both places make me money. Follow me on Twitter at Alex_Kane11. Follow me on Instagram at The Real Alex Kane. Follow me on TikTok. Throwing bodies. I'm funny. a little mix of some wrestling content and some real life stuff, you know. Got to keep it interesting. That's all I got for you.
Okay. Any future projects coming up in the work? Any future projects in the works?
No, I don't have any future projects. I actually need to start doing more projects. that might help. That might help me and my son.
Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. Once again, Alex, man, I appreciate you for coming on the podcast. This was a dope time chatting with you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week here on the podcast. Yo, Alex, man, sit tight. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to finish the show after this, you guys. But once again, thank you, Alex. All the links will be down below, so definitely purchase some merchandise. Get you everything. Alex came, man. All of it. For real. Don't miss out. Don't move, you guys. You're listening, you're watching to the 11:30 podcast.
Sanitized. 1 million faces protected. 400,000 rail cars disinfected. We're humming right along, keeping you safe when you ride Metro.
Yo, what up? This your boy Kendall Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are
the Dirty Hills.
You already know, man, you tuning in to 11:30 podcast. Not 7:30, but 11:30.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 11:30.
Yeah. And you have been
Dirty Hills approved.
Yeah. Yo, we back here on the 1130 podcast. Appreciate everyone sticking with me throughout the commercial break, man. For real. Before we move on, shout out to Buzzin' with Marlo, man. If you haven't tapped in to Buzzin' with Marlo podcast, check them out wherever you get your podcasts, available now. And also check out my boy Blackheart Off the Top Rose podcast, July 29th. They're going to be back the night before SummerSlam. So tap into them, man. For real. Yo, man, speaking of the show. Yo, man, this one was a dope one. Shout out to the MLW Open Weight Champion, the Suplex Assassin, Alex Kane. Thank you so much, my guy, for coming on the show. Chopping it up, man, with your boy, man, Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. This was a dope one, man. For real, this was really a dope one. Oh, man, for real. You guys, man, get that Alex Kane. Y'all need to go get y'all a shirt. Go purchase y'all some merchandise. For real, man, off air. During the commercial, man, we were just chatting about the Dirty Hills and also the Jabba Tears podcast and Sir Wilkins and just how those guys, man, are just like up there as the head honcho, man, and you know, in the forefront of black wrestling podcasts. So once again, shout out to the Jabba Tears podcast. So go check them out and also shout them out. I'm pretty sure you guys don't need to tell me. I don't need to tell y'all to go check out the Jabba Tears podcast. But I know y'all already checking them out. But hey, it won't hurt. Check them out and also tap in with my guys, the Dirty Hills, man. Good Brother Bo and Kofi Kingston, man. For real. This was definitely a dope one, man. Before I get on out of here, just get my little couple of thoughts, man, real fast, man, because I really can't follow my man, Alex Kane, man. He the man. But, yo, everybody was going crazy, man, this past week, actually. Hell in a Cell went down, man. It was a dope pay-per-view. Wasn't that bad at all. Really great pay-per-view, solid pay-per-view. But the headlines and the story that came out of the pay-per-view was Cody Rhodes. We're going into it. My guy Blackheart hit me up, or hit the group up on in Messenger, and I seen the message. I was like, damn, because CM Punk went down. And the thing about CM Punk, before I get back to Cody real fast, every week for a minute, CM Punk been wrestling straight on Dynamite, man. And I'm like, kudos, man. Like, if you in it, you know, he want to do it. You feel me? I'm not here to be a part-timer, here to sit on the bench. Hell, I'm pretty sure Alex Kane wouldn't want to sit on the bench. If he had the opportunity to go out there, open up Dynamite, or whatever the case may be, he would. But at the age of 40-something years old that Punk was, and I was like, you know, I think he's pushing it too a little bit, pushing it a little hard. And I think he should have set out that Fallout show from Double or Nothing. I think he didn't need to be in that six-man tag team match. I don't think he had to prove anything. I understand he probably wasn't proving anything, probably proving he was still the best in the world, but he could have chilled out. And also, another one could have chilled out with Scorpio Sky. I think he's injured or whatever like that, or, you know, hurt. But yeah, man, Cody Rhodes. He hit me up and was like, yo, man, Cody Rhodes injured? Damn. He's supposed to be in the main event with Seth. And I'm like, I see how this going to go. And when they broke the news on the kickoff show, they was like, man, yo, Cody going to go at it. And I was like, okay, cool. Cody going to go at it. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, Seth Rollins just lost twice in a row to Cody Rhodes. And I'm like, maybe he'll get this one. But the way they booking Cody, you know, maybe Seth will get that victory. But the way they booking Cody, I don't see Cody losing at all. You know, and the only thing I could have may have saw was, all right, somebody come down there and cause Cody the victory, that give that one victory to Seth Rollins. But no, that didn't happen. Cody Rhodes, look at, after he took off his jacket or whatever, the American Nightmare, you know, jacket, and the big old bruise that was on his arm, I was like, oh, man. Oh, man. You know, for a split second, I was like, Cody got to win this. And then I was like, no, Cody winning this. Cody is winning this, though. He's really winning this. And then I was like, for a minute, everybody was just stunned. Everybody was stunned, like, ooh, what's going on here? Like, really, what's going on here? And I think the moment where he went for the Cody cutter, I think that was a moment where he was like, let's get this bump out the way. Because I know this shit is going to hurt a whole hell of a lot for the next 20, 25, 30 minutes, you know, he was in there for. this is gonna hurt. So if I can get that first bump out the way, we straight. Because I think I thought he did the Dakota Cutter very too soon. I wouldn't even what two minutes into the match that he went for it. So, but great matchup, great sale for Cody. Shout out to Seth Rollins, man, for you know taking care of Cody Rhodes and. Man, yo, he getting the surgery, and hopefully he can come back stronger. And, you know, everybody else that's, you know, dealing with injuries right now in the world of pro wrestling, man. But, yo, Cody Rhodes got damn near everybody respect, but he been at my respect, man, from coming back to WWE, a place that you left, you know, and watching that Stone Cold Broken Skull episode with him, man. You know, he just – and everything he was saying, man, like – yo, I wasn't coming back like anything other, you know, anything less than. And a moment that Corey Graves said, and also he talked about it too on the show, was when he did the cartwheel and did the whole Stardust thing. That was like he was shedding skin. Like, you know, but nonetheless, yo, Cody Rhodes is the man. He had surgery. Will he be back in time for Money in the Bank? Who knows, though? Who knows, but... it's definitely time for WWE to actually pull the trigger on someone else. But who is that someone else? You guys, leave a comment down below. Let me know. Let everybody know here who your thoughts, man. Is it Kevin Owens? Is it Ezekiel? Is it Ezekiel? He had me for a minute. Ezekiel had me for a minute. I was like, yo, really? You're going to really just be like, you Elias now? Like, really? He was like, yo, man, I just pulled your tricks out of the book, Kevin. Yeah, I just lied, man, and just gave you what you want, man. Ain't that what you do? So I was digging that, man. Definitely digging that. So who knows, man? Who knows? Also, Judgment Day, man. Judgment Day, man. that was really unexpected. I did not expect that at all. You know, Edge being the Hall of Famer, Edge being the... you know, the guy who really wants to sink his teeth into something and really get invested in and tell stories. This seemed like something Edge came up with all the way. And, you know, from this past Monday on Raw, once Damian Priest said what he said, man. Now, first off, we got Finn Balor coming out there. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting. Because the whole time Finn Balor has been in WWE, I don't think we've seen him play as a heel. I mean, I don't think even then he's not a heel when he's the demon, but we never seen him as a heel. So this is going to be interesting or whatnot. So, but like I said, once Damian Priest said, we're going to be shedding some skin, I said, well, that sure can't be Edge. Well, it can't be Rhea Ripley. Well, who the hell is it? It's Edge. It's Edge. Come to find out or so or whatever like that. Some news or rumors are swirling around that WWE wanted to do some supernatural stuff. I don't know how true it is or whatever. I'm not in the business. But, yeah, and that's how he wasn't with it. So they took him out, put Finn Balor in. So, yeah, and then my thing was also, so do we still get that fourth member of Judgment Day next week or this coming Monday on Raw? Because we were about to get that fourth person if it had not been for the other three attacking and, you know, let loose or, you know, detaching themselves from Edge, you know? I don't know. But, yeah, man, that was really good. Really good. Takeover, NXT in your house. Dope show, man. Really dope show. Wednesday, start of a new tournament. To crown a new champion, the AEW All Atlantic Championship. That's going to be great, man. That's going to be great. Pac won the first match of the tournament. Let me get it right. Pac won the first match of the tournament. You got Miro. I think he got Miro up next, but which I believe Miro is going to win. But yeah, man, it's looking cool. It is really looking cool, man. No MJF to be heard or seen of. To be worried, they may have took everything of MJF down. I don't know if he's still working with the company. Was what, but... man, that was the promo last week, man. That was the promo last week. Man, but you guys, yo, This was a dope show, man. I ain't gonna keep rambling on, man. But them things stuck out to me. Hell in a Cell, Cody doing what he done. Hey, yo, real quick before I shout out to the one and only John Cena, man. The one and only John Cena. Yo, is this video swirling around on social media, on Twitter? My guy Buzzing with Marlo, Warren Marlo, he shared it, and I was like, yo, this was so touching, man. Yo, it was about John Cena. I believe he went all the way over to Ukraine, or he went to surprise a diehard fan of his, and the fan left their homes and stuff due to the wars that went down in Ukraine. And John Cena was like, man, once he heard this story, yo, he had to, man, if you see it, catch it, man, go check it out. And John Cena is supposed to be definitely making his return. And Laredo, Texas, in a couple of weeks on Monday Night Raw to WWE, you know, to sort of fill that void right now. You know, Randy's hurt. Roman right now is doing Tribal Chief shit. So, or he's on the island. So relevancy or whatever. But, man, hey, that's going to be dope, man. The Summer of Cena again, man. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. But you guys, man, yo, this was a dope, dope show of the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, man. I cannot say it enough. And, yo, I cannot say enough. Alex Kane, the Suplex Assassin, thank you so much for coming through here on the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling this week. It was such an honor, my guy. Keep killing it. Boomaye, man. Fight, man. Look at it. It's fight time. Top him down. 1, 2, 3. You the man, man. For real. And I know Calvin Tankman, if he watching this, if he tuning this, he probably ain't going to like it, man. Because UM always go, man, for real. They always go to war, man. If it's Alex Kane and Calvin Tankman just always going to war, man. For real. All right, man, I'm about to head on out of here, you guys, man. But before I do, you know what time it is. Don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. Yes, follow me on Twitter at the 1130 Podcast. Like the 1130 Podcast on Facebook. And if you haven't done so, this whole entire episode, you guys, what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button down below. Yes, here on YouTube. Yes, and if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you hit that 5-star rating and review. Share it. Tell a friend about the 1130 Podcast. Talk pro wrestling because we get down here, man. For real. Woo! I'm thirsty now. This was a dope one, man. It's Friday. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend, man. Enjoy it. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Give all the glory to God, man. Won't he do it? Enjoy wrestling. Let's enjoy wrestling, man. For real. Let's us fans get back to just enjoying wrestling. Come on, can we enjoy some wrestling? I know I want to. For real, because that's what I'm about to go do. Enjoy some wrestling, man. You guys do the same. Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels, for my dope guest, Alex Kane. Appreciate you, my guy. Yo, and I'm out.